There is, however, a discontinuous shove rather than a smooth transition in the electron's momentum due to the impact of the gamma-ray photon. Since the momentum that an object possesses is its mass multiplied by its velocity, any change in its velocity causes a corresponding change in its momentum. When the photon hits the electron, it jolts its velocity. The only way to minimize the discontinuous change in the electron's momentum is by reducing the energy of the photon, thereby lessening the impact of the collision. To do so entails using light of a longer wavelength and lower frequency. However, such a switch in wavelength means that it is no longer possible to pin down the exact position of the electron. The more precisely the electron's position is measured, the more uncertain or imprecise any measurement of its momentum, and vice versa. Heisenberg showed that if delta P and delta Q are the imprecision or uncertainty with which the momentum and the position are known, then delta P multiplied by delta Q is always greater than or equal to h over 2 pi. Delta P, delta Q is greater than or equal to h over 2 pi, where h is Planck's constant. This was the mathematical form of the uncertainty principle, or the imprecision in knowledge of simultaneous measurements of position and momentum. Heisenberg also discovered another uncertainty relation involving a different pair of so-called conjugate variables, energy and time. If delta E and delta T are the uncertainties with which the energy E of a system can be determined and the time T at which E is observed, then delta E delta T is greater or equal to h over 2 pi. At first, there were some who thought that the uncertainty principle was the result of the technological shortcomings of the equipment used in an experiment. If the equipment could be improved, they believed, then the uncertainty would disappear.